Rural Roan County, Tennessee sits in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains.
It's really the heart of the Bible Belt. A lot of churches.
Though not far from the Democratic National Convention in the neighboring state of North Carolina, retired musician Gary Johnston says the gap in views between those who live here and those assembled to nominate President Barack Obama for a second term are wide.
I believe this country is doomed if this president is reelected for four more years.
Johnston is not happy with President Obama's health care legislation, which requires more Americans to purchase health insurance or face penalties. He is also upset with stimulus programs put in place during the president's term in office. He is so passionately opposed to President Obama that he joined fellow conservative activists to buy a billboard saying, "America or Obama, you can't have both."
It means that you can either have America as you know it, or you can choose to keep this president, and America will forever be changed.
You know, some of these things are near treasonous, quite frankly.
Teacher Gloria Johnson, a Democrat, passes the billboard on her way into the nearby city of Knoxville, where she faces an uphill battle in her race for a seat in the Republican-controlled Tennessee legislature.
It is tough to be the underdog sometimes.
In a part of the country where voters have recently elected more Republicans into state office, Johnson is hoping to get a boost from younger Democrats in Knoxville, like students at the University of Tennessee. But she knows that in order to win in November, she needs to win over some Republican voters.
Most of my family are Republicans, and I don't think they feel like that Mitt Romney is somebody who represents them. A lot of Tennesseans don't feel like Mitt Romney represents them.
He was my last choice.
Gary Johnston says many people throughout lower-income Appalachian communities in East Tennessee don't identify with the Republican nominee for president because Mitt Romney is wealthy and doesn't know what it's like to be unemployed.
I'll begrudgingly vote for him, although I think he is a good man.
Johnston says he is starting to warm up to both Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan after watching television coverage of the Republican National Convention in Tampa, which he said humanized the Republican ticket. Gloria Johnson hopes the same happens for President Obama in Charlotte, where, as a delegate from Tennessee, she plans to cast her vote for his nomination for a second term as president. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Knoxville, Tennessee.